Hi, I'm Cameron Larum, and I'm a program manager in the Windows and Windows Live International team. In Windows 8, we want to make it really easy for you to reach more markets by providing tools to help you localize your Windows 8 apps. This is the reason my team created the Multilingual App Toolkit. This cool, simple set of tools is a free download that integrates into Visual Studio 2012, including the Express for Windows 8 edition. Here, I'm in the integrated developer environment of Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8 edition. I have already downloaded and installed the Multilingual App Toolkit from MSDN Dev Center for Windows 8 apps. This toolkit extends Visual Studio, making it easy to add multi-language support. Before we are able to take advantage of the Multilingual App Toolkit, our project needs localization to be enabled. Since we are creating a new project, the first step will be to update the project to use localized resources instead of hard-coded strings. So let's get started. We'll start by creating a new project using the JavaScript Windows Store Grid App template provided by Visual Studio. Let's name the app Wolf. We are making three modifications to the newly created project. Add a ResJSON-based resource file, update the app to use localizable resources, add images to the app. To add localizable resources, we first need to create a locale-specific folder. For this demo, I'm writing my app with a source language of English, so I'll create an en-us folder. We'll now highlight the en-us folder and select Add New Item. In the Add New Item wizard, we'll select resources-file.resjson. This will add a resources.resjson file to the en-us folder. To save time, we'll copy and paste the app's desired resources into the resources.resjson file. As you can see, these are name value pairs that define the resources ID and content. Most of the modifications to the project to enable localization will happen in the data.js file. Let's open the data.js file so we can make the required modifications. First, we need to enable access to the resources via the resource loader. This is done by adding a variable to hold an instance of the resource loader. I'll use snippets that I previously defined to save time. Next, we'll move to the generate sample data function to hook up the resource loader calls. We'll remove the template's hard-coded strings, item content, item description, and group description. We'll replace their usage with localizable resources in a moment. Let's replace the default template images as well as those with some cute canines. While not required, this will spruce up the app a bit. We're replacing the light gray, medium gray, and dark gray images with references to our images. To save time, I'll use a snippet that I previously defined. There. We've already gathered the images we want to add. So let's add them to the project in the Images folder using the Add Existing Item menu. This will update some of the existing logo images as well. We'll confirm it's okay to overwrite those images. There. Now let's update the sample groups variable to load the strings from the resource loader instance. We will change the title, subtitle, description assignments. Now let's update the sample groups variable to load the strings from the resource loader instance. We'll repeat the modifications for the sample items variable as well. Again, we're changing the title, subtitle, description, and content assignments to call resloader.getString with the desired resource IDs. I'll use a snippet to apply these changes as well. As you can see from the code changes, each assignment is using the resource loader's getString call to dynamically load the resources at runtime. This is key to ensure the application uses localizable content. The app is now localization enabled. We are going to do a quick test to ensure that everything is working after our modifications by pressing F5 to build and run the app. As you can see, the app is using the updated images and resource-based strings. Now we are ready to add additional language support using the Multilingual App Toolkit. After selecting the project in the Solution Explorer, let's go to the Tools menu and select Enable Multilingual App Toolkit. There, you can see that the toolkit added a folder called Multilingual Resources. This is where the toolkit will provide all language file management for you. Let me show you how this works. We are going to add a second language to the project. So let's select the Project menu, then Add Translation Languages. This brings up a list of all Windows-supported languages. We are going to select German, Germany for this demo. Here we go. Now you see that we have added a file called GermanGermany.xlf under the Multilingual Resources folder. Let's open this file and take a quick look. This file is based on an industry standard XLIF schema to ensure your resources will be available to any translation source you choose. Let's rebuild the project, which will populate the German Germany XLF file with the English resource strings in preparation for localization. The toolkit comes with a multilingual editor which provides machine translation using the Microsoft Translation Service. This is a great way to get translation suggestions for additional languages. Let's say we have a friend that has offered to translate the app for us. Using the IDE, we are able to select Send for Translation via the XLIF's Files Context menu and email the German Germany XLF file to our friend. When our friend receives the file, it will contain the attached translation file as well as a link to download the toolkit. Since our friend does not have Visual Studio installed, only the multilingual editor is installed on her machine. Once our friend has finished translating the strings into German, she can send the file back via email. The attachment has already been saved to a local folder. Using the IDE, we are able to select Import Translations via the XLIF Files Context menu. Now we can use the Import dialog to locate and import the German translation file. After the import is complete, let's open it in the multilingual editor to view the translations. As you can see, the translations were successfully imported. Let's close the editor and get ready to run the app in German for the first time. Before running the app in German, we need to make German the preferred language. I had previously added German to the list of preferred languages. Let's move German up as the main display language. There. Let's rebuild and run the solution. Cool! As you can see, after enabling localization for the project, we're able to create a multilingual app in a few simple steps. After some testing, we are ready to release the app containing both English and German to the Windows Store. It's that easy. To summarize, the Multilingual App Toolkit makes adding and managing translations easier for Windows 8 apps. The benefits are, you can quickly expand your customer base and markets with additional languages. You can focus on development in the source language while the toolkit provides multilingual resource support. You can easily include both human and machine translation support to manage your language quality requirements. And more. We hope that you find the Multilingual App Toolkit a powerful companion when building multilingual apps for Windows 8. Thank you.